Welcome back to episode 19 of From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
This episode, we're going to be talking about free will, what that is, how we use it or don't use it.
Yes.
And this came up in conversation between D'Angelo and I a few days ago. And I wanted to talk about how a lot of the times most people think they're operating out of their free will and making these decisions about themselves and their lives consciously. And what I wanted to talk about was how there's so many different factors influencing the way and what decisions we make about ourselves and with our life, and you know what those factors are and how they can positively or negatively affect people.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, because part of that, I mean, the most common example we see every day on a daily basis is the choice that people choose to, like, be on social media, right? And that part consuming you.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole TikTok thing, like how people are literally going crazy because TikTok is banned. I mean, people are straight losing their minds, the things they post about it. All of that. I mean, their free will is them choosing to indulge and be consumed by these things every single day. And they still think they're operating off of their free will, but those things...
When in actuality, there's a lot of things that they're consuming on TikTok. Not, I'm not saying TikTok's bad or like...
No.
Bashing it or anything. You could use any app, but there's different things that you are consuming on these social media platforms that are influencing the way you look at certain people or the type of clothes you want to buy or the certain makeup brands that you want to use. You know, like... That's why you see so many like trendy things going viral, like different makeup products or, you know, different ways of doing hair. They're not going viral just because like it's a crazy good product or something like that. They're going viral because people think that they like these things these products. Just because they're deciding they like it and it's a cool product. But I feel like it goes much deeper than that. I think a lot of the times these people are buying these products and thinking they're amazing because so many other people like those things and think that they're amazing. Yeah. And that's not operating out of your free will.
No.
You think that it is consciously that you're making that decision. But in reality, you've already... probably done that with so many other different products from different videos that you've consumed thinking that you like that type of thing.
Yeah.
But if kind of like on the last episode we were talking about, if you were to take a step back, you would probably be able to realize that you don't actually like all of
things.
Everybody else likes them.
Yeah. Because
I hope that made sense. Cause I feel like I was kind of all over the place with it. I think there's so many different factors.
Well, yeah. Well, it's kind of hard. Trying to use a specific example, which was people trying to monetize products on social media and other people thinking that that's for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they see it and it's popular, it's trendy.
Mm-hmm. Or they like the person that is posting it.
Yes. Operating out of what's not so free-willed is all of the things, like she said, that's predetermined by external influences. You are developing what you think is you and the choices that you want to make based on the things you consume, the people you see, the things you think you like. Mm-hmm. You think you like this person that you don't even... know that you see on a screen, you know? So a lot of the choices that we make are not out of our free will because it's determined by something that's not us. It's been influenced so much by external things. We've lost what is us and what really fuels our heart fire and, you know, actually allows us to operate off of free will and stay authentic and, you know, monetize our own creativities and gifts, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's more important now than ever to have a strong understanding and idea of who you are and what you like, because I feel like it's kind of very clear that we as a collective are moving towards an energy that supports and benefits the people that are clear on who they are and what they like to do and are able to apply those things in their lives and yes. create opportunities and abundance for themselves, mm-hmm. as opposed to the people that are so lost and so confused because they're influenced by so many different things. They don't know who they are and what they like.
Yeah.
They're going to struggle even more so now because, like I was saying, there's this energy that we're moving into that is not supportive of confusion or,
It's built off of authenticity,
and
personal creativity. You know,
I think we're gonna start seeing more authentic people thriving and leading the way in so many different industries, and just career fields, and just creativity in general.
We're meant to
because it's not supporting that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. We're meant to share all of our gifts together instead of trying to share the same gift mm-hmm. when it's not everybody's gift.
It's not working anymore. It's for select
people. Yes. Mm-hmm. When you try to take something that's feels authentic to somebody else and make it authentic to you, you lose yourself. It's not things that you actually want to do. A good way for me and the way I like to kind of determine if something is meant for me is to take away kind of what, when you see something, right, that somebody's doing or something that you think you may like, take away the part of that person doing that thing and where you're seeing it from and visualize yourself doing the same exact thing and see how it makes you feel. If it actually does make you feel good inside, then that mm-hmm. might be something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make it your 3D reality. Try it. And it may not, you know. But for me, I try to just wipe away whoever is doing that thing and visualize myself in that position and mm-hmm. see if it actually feels right for me or not.
Yeah. I think the key point to remember is that there is always going to be things outside of you that are impressing upon you and mm-hmm. trying to influence you. That's, I think, just part of the human experience. You're going to experience so many different things around you. But it's very important to be mindful of what you're consuming and what you're allowing to influence you and use your discernment for what is for you and what is not. So that you can be very clear yes. on the direction you're moving in and what you are filling yourself up with and
yeah.
pouring your creativity into.
Your own intuition and energy and feelings and emotions will actually tell you if those things are meant for you or not.
It gets a lot more clear when you stop, when you start cutting off so many different things, external factors from
yes.
just pouring into your brain and what you're viewing and experiencing all day long. When you yeah. cut down, let's say there's like 10 different external factors that you are experiencing throughout your day that impact you and influence you. If you can cut some of those out, because some of them are probably some distractions, mm-hmm. if you cut some of those out, it starts to get a lot more clear in your head and you start piecing different things together, you start receiving different creative ideas or maybe a thought about something new you might want to try. Or
I think like a big part of that is a lot of people, they allow, like you said, the flood of external factors, influences, you know, all these things that aren't us, instead of using the emotions and feelings and intuitive nudge you get from yourself,
mm-hmm.
people disconnect that part, absorb the external, and try to shut off the connection between the intuition, between the emotions and the feelings, because people oftentimes, even operating based off of external influences, the intuition and the feeling will always try to bring you back. People just shut that part off. They'll get that intuitive gut feeling or nudge, and they're like, no, it's okay. Or, you know, I'm just going to do it anyways, or, you know, it, or they just can't decipher whether that intuitive feeling is something that they should pursue mm-hmm. and trust in themselves in to make that decision, or if the comfortability of them operating out of external influences is the route that they're supposed to go. So yes, very confused sometimes in making those decisions.
I think that's a sketchy place to be, right? They're like very in the sketchy. Middle, getting pulled back and forth and
yeah.
never feeling peace and clarity on yourself and your life and the direction you're going in. And I think...
And not having self-instilled confidence.
I think a lot of people are in that position right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the topic of this episode is so important mm-hmm. because... that's what's going to help you get out of being in between, tugged back and forth with
yes.
the external stuff and what you think you should be liking in involving yourself in or pursuing, and then your internal self and what that's telling you you should be doing and what you love to do and yeah. what direction you should go in. Taking a step back and actually being in control of what you are allowing yourself to consume and to partake and experience. It's going to help you move out of that in between confusion
yeah,
state
yeah.
into more clarity, into being able to clearly make your own decisions for yourself in your life that you actually feel good about, that you're not confused about, did I make the right decision? And you gain more confidence in yourself being able to confidently and be like, yes, I know this is the best decision for me and I'm yeah. going to do this.
Yeah, when you make a decision and regret creeps up, or, you know, envy, all those things, the things, oh, maybe, like you said, I shouldn't have made that decision.
It's like a gut punch to your confidence.
Yeah, after the experience, so after mm-hmm. you've already made the choice.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you said that that in-between spot is very sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the most revolutionizing, too.
I yeah, mean, because if once, you can get yourself out of it.
If you're conscious about it, yes. Mm-hmm. When you shift the consciousness towards the intuition, when you're being pulled both ways,
mm-hmm.
you get to experience both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to make the choice of trust myself more
mm-hmm.
or let go of my self-trust.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it could be very powerful in that spot. I feel like everyone who makes it past that point, or everyone who is at a point of following their intuition and operating off their intuition has been in that in-between stage
mm-hmm.
and has made the conscious decision to put all that energy towards the intuitive nudges and
yeah.
operating that way.
Yeah.
I feel like I was at that point when I transformed. I feel like you were at that point when you transformed.
Yeah, I think it's just a necessary stepping stone that everybody that goes through the same process is going to experience.
Yes, and like you said, it can also be dangerous because in that in-between stage, feeling both at the same time, when you don't trust yourself and you've came to that conclusion, you get even more absorbed in the external influences.
Yeah.
And you're
because it becomes to be like too much.
Because the comfortability is there. The yeah. knowing that following what somebody else might do makes
takes
them comfortable.
Some pressure off.
It takes control of people.
Yeah.
When they're in the battle of intuition versus external influence.
Mm-hmm.
And they've chosen external influence over intuition.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls them deep back into that.
Yeah.
And they'll have to experience, you know, a whole... new realm of external influences to bring them back to that middle part again. So they fell yeah. in the dangerous stage as opposed to evolving and following that gut feeling and energy that
mm-hmm.
sends them towards the right path.
Yeah. Another aspect about free will that we wanted to talk about, I was telling D'Angelo also in that conversation we had a few days ago, a while ago, not anymore, but I used to feel quite envious of the people that seemed like they were just, you know, after you graduate high school and you're moving through life and you're an adult, you're creating your life, you're doing new things. And I felt like for some people, it just looked like it was so easy and effortless to them, like as if there were no restraints, no obstacles. Like, no, they were just influences. Creating their life and abundance for themselves and traveling and, you know, moving different places and doing all of these different things career-wise. And it seemed so easy for them. And I remember it used to make me very upset, and I feel very envious, because there has been so many mental obstacles and different levels of consciousness that I have had to fight so hard to push myself through and grow and heal and evolve through to get to where I am now. And I know I don't know everything that goes on in other people's lives, like those same people that I was observing and thinking about could have had some issues and obstacles along the way. I don't know. That's just what it looked like on the outside to me.
Yes.
But at the same time, I know the mental struggles I've gone through. And I know there are for some people that didn't have to. Those were not lessons that they had to learn in this lifetime, at least not in that way.
Yeah.
And so it very well was a little bit easier. But my whole point to that was I ended up feeling extremely grateful for going through those obstacles. I didn't realize they were opportunities at the time, but I think they made me a very emotionally intelligent individual. And I've grown a lot, and I've become a lot stronger from those situations. Yes. And I'm sure those people have too, but, you know, I'm sure there's lessons that I've learned that those people are going to have to learn at some point in their life as well. It doesn't mean that just because they didn't struggle with the same things that I struggled with, that they're never going to have any struggles, or, you know, that I'm never going to get to experience the levels of abundance that they seem like they're experiencing, the levels of effort and ease that they seem like they're experiencing. I'm experiencing that too.
Well, yeah. And like you said, that's an outside perspective looking in, because for what we see is effortless ease to those people, like you said, could have gone through struggles mentally and otherwise that even got them to that point, you know. But for us, it's like, damn, has it ever been hard for you, you know?
Yeah.
When you think that way.
It's not a very healthy way to think.
No, not at all.
But it served its purpose. I learned lots of things from it.
And when you allow it to affect you in a positive way, and you redirect your thinking, your analytical thinking on what those people might have experienced to get to that point, and you bring it all back to yourself, and you reevaluate how you think about certain things, your life could be effortless ease too. I mean, everything could be just as easy as what you see externally in somebody else's life, right? You've deemed that it was effortless ease. This person didn't tell you
that everything you don't know that they it was did that was easy.
Effortless.
Yeah.
It just, from the outside, it just looked so beautiful. It looked so free. It looked like they didn't even have to think to do it, you know? And that's the playful part of manifesting and creating the reality and existence that we want. Is there's examples of people out there that make it look as easy as we can make it for ourselves, and as beautiful and as fun, and just, you know, seem like live a life of no struggles and do all the beautiful things you want to do. You know?
Yeah. I also want to just clarify, like, there are the people that I grew up around in, like, my middle school, high school age, what we both were going through and experiencing in our personal lives and the struggles that us and our families faced.
Yeah.
A lot of those kids we went to school with didn't face any of those kind of obstacles and mental hurdles.
Yeah. Based off of what we knew about them, right? Is what you're saying?
Yes, but you can also...
You can tell.
You can tell.
Of course.
Like, when some people come from a family that there's not a high level of stress constantly in their house. It's not, you know...
just the
struggling
family dynamic
to like being hungry and stuff, or like, you know, not being able to go experience certain things as a family together, like kind of dynamics that really affect you at that young age and how you view the world and how you view yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know they did not, because I was friends with some of them too. Yeah, I knew about their personal lives. I know they did not experience those things that would cause a setback for us as we became adults and tried to navigate creating our own lives for ourselves as adults. Yeah. Those are the kinds of things I would like was viewing and thinking about when I seen, you know, what they're sharing and what they're creating with their lives. It made me a little upset because I know they didn't have those setbacks and those struggles. But I say that to say, it is what it is. That's life. You can't control that. It's, you're not always going to have an even playing field all the time. You know, there's strength and weaknesses coming from all types of different backgrounds and life experiences.
Absolutely. And everyone's path is their own.
Yeah.
Their journey is their own. I mean, everything they've went through is their own. I mean, it could be similar to somebody else's in certain ways, but it's never the same as somebody else's. You will never follow the same footsteps as anybody else. Your journey will never look the same from any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours. So we're at the point where now we make it our own.
Yeah.
We have the tools to, we have the mindset to, we have the power to, and we know we do.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, all those things, like you said, those were stepping stones, milestones, things for us to experience, feel the feeling of envy and jealousy and all those things, knowing they no longer serve a purpose in our mental atmosphere, and reshaping those emotions to something healthy and positive and creative and something we can turn into reality of our dreams. You know what I mean?
Yes, because those feelings were valid.
Yes.
But at some point, you got to put them down and be like, okay, yep, that's done. We acknowledged it. It was a little bit harder for us than it was for some people in some different ways. As some things have been easier for us than other people.
You got to be done with it, but you have to feel it. You have to be conscious about those emotions. Don't just try to suppress them. You feel them.
Yeah.
You redirect them. You have to, you're experiencing the emotion as in feeling it, but you're letting it affect you in a way where you have to accept it for what it is and let it go freely,
mm-hmm.
not suppress it and compress it down into, you know, a box or a tube and bottle it. And say,
that's not letting it go.
That's not letting it go. That's capturing it.
This was honestly a game changer because we obviously are in a different setup. We're outside.
You guys see that? Yeah. We didn't even mention that.
I know. I totally forgot. We're outside. Yeah. We're usually filming inside.
At night. It's morning and we're in the backyard.
Yeah. And I was telling D'Angelo, I was like, I haven't been feeling it for a while. I'm just not feeling the dark room, the bright, like it's dark outside, the bright fluorescent lights in my face. Like it just, I felt like I couldn't think as well.
Yeah.
Sitting in there while we were recording, it was just, my thoughts just weren't flowing that well. Yeah, just being in nature in general provokes a lot of thoughts in my head.
Yeah.
I think we'll try this again.
Some of these leaves have helped me think.
Help me process what I was thinking. Yeah, instead of staring at the wall and the bright lights on my face, you know?
Yeah.
So
this was great.
Yeah, this was awesome. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We definitely did. I think this was a really important one, especially given the time we are in right now. So,
and like we've said before, not that we have all the answers. We have a perspective. We have an understanding of the things we've learned and the way the natural laws of the universe work. Mm-hmm. And
just want
to
share it.
It's in the title, From Our Mind to Yours. Yeah. So that's how we view those things. And hopefully you guys get anything out of that. Something that, you know, sticks with you. If not, then this ain't the channel for you.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode.
See you later.